coming to you live from Memorial Stadium. It's Sports Nightly. All the Huskers, all the time. Sports Nightly is presented to you by the NDOT Highway Safety Office, who remind you to buckle up and put the phone down.
Now a double team comes in the paint. Gary puts it up. Contact, no foul. Loose ball. Hoiberg's got it. Morgan, a Asijan, 25-footer. Got it! Got it! Got it! Got it! Tie game! 52-52! Nebraska's come from 14 points behind to tie this game.
The Asijan behind the screen, dances around, has he moved, pump fake, out it comes to Jacobson, puts it up and in!
Holy smokes! Way to go, Cale! Cale Jacobson from Ashland, Nebraska, into the starting lineup 3 games ago, hits a huge, humongous, gigundous three.
Good evening, welcome into a Best Of show here on a Tuesday night. I'm Josh Hilkeman. In case you missed it, we're taking this week off from live shows on Sports Nightly as we move all of our equipment to a new studio. We'll be back with live shows next week, but in the meantime, we're listening back to some of our favorite interviews and games from the past few months. Tonight, we're going to the last game of the season for Nebraska men's basketball, the championship game of the Crown Tournament in Las Vegas against UCF on April 6th. The Huskers' regular season had come to a disappointing end as they missed out on the Big Ten tournament, but they found new life in Vegas, rolling through their first 3 games of the crown against Arizona State, Georgetown, and Boise State. Let's send you to the T-Mobile Arena for a late Sunday afternoon game between the Huskers and the Knights. Calling the action are Kent Pavelka and Jake Muehlheisen.
The UCF Knights, coached by Johnny Dawkins, of course, who starred at Duke under Krzyzewski, already in his 9th season as head coach. Their point guard, Darius Johnson, and he is a bulldog-type spark plug point guard at 6'1", all of 200 pounds, a senior, averaging almost 18 points a game and 3.5 rebounds. He had 42 yesterday against Villanova. Debo Coleman is the two guard. He's 6'6", 220 pounds, a senior from Memphis, Tennessee, averaging 5.3 points, 4.3 rebounds. Mustafa Chum is the center, a freshman at 7'2 and 235 from Dakar, Senegal. A little over 10.5 points, 6 rebounds a game. Tyler Hendricks is the four-man, 6'6", 190, redshirt sophomore, third year, 3 points, 2 rebounds. And Nils Mahusky is the fifth starter, a 6'3", sophomore, 183 pounds out of Berlin, Germany. Starting five for UCF. For Nebraska, a little bit of a change. Andrew Morgan gets the nod instead of Bearke Buchtengel at the five. You've got Jacobson, Williams, Gary, and Hoiberg surrounding him. And our officials are Tyler Kumpf, DJ Christensen, and Brian O'Donnell.
I just have to say this. Husker Nation, you guys are the absolute best. Just look at the crowd out here. I mean, it's Husker fans outnumbering any UCF fans or other fans for that matter, 5, 6, 7 to 1.
Absolutely.
And it's pretty cool. And I know that some people have flown out here, left early on the early flight out of Omaha, and they're flying back on the late flight here to come watch this game. So it's just fun. I love the support. It's just cool. And I think we had Robin Washit on earlier, and I think he hit the nail on the head where this can help Nebraska get some momentum going into next season. It helps with publicity. It helps with PR. We're on a national Fox today with Gus Johnson doing the TV, with Kent Pavelka doing the radio. And it'll help Nebraska get more eyeballs on their on our brand. And if we're trying to talk to a guy in the portal or a high school kid, it may change their decision to come here. And I think that's an opportunity that we have at stake here today and win our first postseason championship in nearly 30 years.
For those who are of contrary opinion, you can stuff it, because I'm here to tell you emphatically, it's the truth. This is a big-time moment, a big-time game on a big-time stage for Nebraska.
It is. I completely agree. And I know our guys are excited to be here. I think what else this does, too, use a guy like Cale Jacobson. The way he's played here in Las Vegas shows that he can play at this level and will deserve and earn more minutes for next season. I know we're going to get some guys coming in as well, but he's going to be a guy that sees the floor, much how Sam Hoiberg earned his minutes. And I know we're going to lose some key players in Juwan Gary and Bryce Williams. I guarantee you, those two guys, Andrew Morgan, Braxton Mia, Aaron Ulis, those guys want to finish this season with a win, with the championship here at the College Basketball Crown.
This will be the last time that we will have the privilege to broadcast a game with those guys wearing number 4 and number 3, respectively, Jawan Gary and Bryce Williams. It's an honor. They're great ambassadors for Nebraska and Nebraska basketball. It's been a beyond joyful ride to have been with these guys through their career here. And in these days, the reality is it's not going to be 4 years very often for very many guys. 3 years for Jawan, 2 just for Bryce. And Bryce today, Bryce Williams today, 692 points. He needs 16 points to tie James Palmer, 17 points to hold the single season scoring record in Nebraska basketball history. We'll be counting it down. Here we go.
Morgan's going to jump against 7-2 Mustafa Chim.
Guess Chim's going to win the tap.
Yes, he did. That was an unfair advantage for him.
He does.
He is a long string bean.
UCF with the white unis with the first possession of the basketball game against the Husker man-to-man. Jacobson is covering Coleman, Debo Coleman. Here's the point guard. That's Johnson. Fires over Williams. Missed it too long. Rebound by Jacobson. Pushes across the timeline. One and done. USC on their first possession. Nebraska has the ball. I want to call them Central Florida.
UCF,
Central Florida. They don't want to be called Central Florida. Here is Gary with the ball. Top of the circle to Morgan. Right side now to Jacobson. Holding the ball on his left hip. Looks right. Bounce pass coming from the weak side. Taking it in the right corner is Gary. Backs his way in. Puts it up. Shot blocked. Help defense. And that was big old Mustafa Chum.
He had 85 blocks on the season, did Chim. He is 7'2 and extremely long. And Jawan Gary spins right back into the face of him, and he swats it out of bounds.
5 seconds left on the shot clock. Nebraska to inbound. Chom had 2 blocks yesterday against Villanova. They get it into Gary. He's got Chom behind him. Step back. Shot on the way. And it's up, and it is no good. It hit the rim a couple of times. Defensive rebound by Central Florida. They've got it for the second time. Chom on the left baseline. Out on the left sideline now. Out in the midcourt. Comes off to the point guard. Darius Johnson again. As UCF handles it in the half court. Long three, and that's Chom with his 23rd three of the year. 7-2 player with range. 3-0 UCF, Nebraska ball. Morgan's got it between the circles, looking right, coming to it. Jacobson on the hash mark, right side. In front of the UCF bench, Morgan now hands it off to Williams. Bounces around the elbow. Returns it left side now to Hoiberg and to Jacobson. Driving the ball, took a bump. He's in the paint. He throws it out to Morgan. Out it comes to Williams now. 3 on the clock. Jacobson hands it off to Gary. 3 ball. Got it! Bang! Arang! Jawan Gary, who's averaged 21 points a game the last 6 games, scores the first points of the game for the Big Red.
The first CVA 3 of the game, and it was at the end of the shot clock. Great extra pass, and Jawan nails it from the right wing.
Yeah, Jacobson on the assist, and that is the 42nd three of the year. Tie game. Here's a floater. Baseline left. No good. Rebound Jacobson off that miss by Mahowski. Nebraska with the ball. Tie game at 3. Here is Hoiberg to Jacobson. 1 dribble. Bounces it off now to Gary, who just scored Nebraska's first bucket on a 3 ball. Hoiberg now with a red headband off left side off the brush screen from Morgan. Return pass on the pick and pop. Morgan at the foul line. Shoots it from 17. Got it. And the Huskers have their first lead 5-3.
And he can knock that down. But right now, Chen, their 7'2" shot blocker just sitting in the middle of the paint. Andrew Morgan has to hit that shot to pull him out of the paint.
Absolutely. Drop defense by Chom. He's not going to pressure anybody out by the foul line. Here is Mahowski with the ball. A little swing pass, left corner, right corner. 3 ball, no good by the point guard Johnson. Nebraska's rebound. Ahead 5-3.
Dodged the bullet there. Johnson was wide open in the right corner. He just flat out missed it.
Here's Williams yet to score the game by the ball. He gives it off to Morgan. Back to Williams on the elbow. Back to Morgan. Morgan one bounce. Gives it off to Hoiberg behind the screen. The shot is on the way, and it's, oh, no good. I don't know if he hit the rim or not. I don't think so.
I don't think he did. That's a... You don't see Sam do that very often. I thought he got his feet set on the step back. But he shot it a little firm and airballed it out of bounds.
Huskers up by a bucket, 5-3. We're in the opening 3 minutes. UCF with the basketball at stake, $300,000 for the winner. Runner-up gets $100,000. More importantly, in many people's eyes, the championship more valuable than the money. UCF with a basketball. I know those seniors want both. Chom, three ball, no good, way bad, a miss. Hit the backboard, no rim. And here comes Jacobson pushing the other way. Jacobson, right side over the head, pass to Williams, back to Jacobson. Drives right to the elbow, gives it off to Hoiberg, head of the key to Morgan. Good ball movement here. When Williams is bumped hard, it's deflected into the backcourt. Why was there not a foul? Here's Williams with the ball, and he runs right into the defender, Johnson, and draws the foul
and
now.
There's the foul. He got... just the dribble handoff got blown up with the physicality of Darius Johnson. No whistle. And Bryce tries to get a full steam ahead. And finally, the first call of the game goes against UCF star player Darius Johnson.
Hoiberg into Williams. Pump fake. Down inside. It's Morgan. Puts it up with the left hand. Did not score it. Rebound off the miss. Belongs to the big guy, Chom. Here is UCF with a basketball. Mahowski's got it high left side on the hash mark against Jacobson. Drives him, puts it up, and scores it to tie it. So he got taken. Mahowski with his first two. He scored just, he didn't score yesterday. Had eight rebounds against Villanova. We're tied at five. Here's Morgan driving right lane line. Out to Jacobson. Left-handed dribble over to Hoiberg in the corner. Williams' first shot. Nothing but net for Bryce-o. Bryce Williams breaks the ties 8-5.
And Bryce does a perfect pass. Swing the basketball all the way around the horn. And Bryce drills one from the left corner.
700 points now. I beg your pardon, that's incorrect. Here's a missed shot, and here's Cale Jacobson the other way. Now he is stripped by Mahowski, who ends it off to Johnson, shoots the three, missed it, missed everything, and it's out of bounds off UCF Nebraska's ball. Interesting exchange there.
It really was, where we get the steal. Cale Jacobson gets the steal on great rotation on the backside, and no one talks to him that Darius Johnson or Mahowski was behind him to pick his pocket. But then Darius, who's 0 for 3 in this game already, all from downtown for UCF.
Story of this game in the early minutes is ball movement. Excellent ball movement by Nebraska. Ahead by 3 early minutes here. We've not played 5 minutes. 15:17 to go here in Vegas at the T-Mobile Center, 8-5, and I can't believe what we just learned here. The tickets for this thing, is that every ticket or the best seat?
I have no idea.
$223?
That's what it says on the ticket. And these are the ones that, you know, we have for our university block, but I don't know.
$223.
Yeah. It's the Crown Basketball Championship, my man.
Well, maybe all those people all these years who've been telling us that, you know, our pay ought to be that we get to go to the games. Maybe they're right.
Maybe.
You know?
How about the lounge they have behind one of the baskets here? There's probably 150 people in this bar lounge area. Tons of food, tons of beverages.
Libations.
This is pretty funny.
Dylan Raiola is here. So is University President Jeffrey Gold. Athletic Director Troy Dannon.
Yeah, Dylan Raiola is sitting in the couch over there in the lounge.
What kind of a celebrity? What would it be like to be 19 years old and have that money, have that celebrity?
Well, how about your celebrity status as a young gentleman in Omaha, Nebraska, Ken Pavelka? You are the man. Think about how many people have come up to you and talked to you and take pictures with you today.
Yeah. I want to compare bank accounts. and I'd like a haircut like that, but I don't have hair to do it with.
You couldn't pull that off, my man.
Well, anyway, good start by the Huskers.
Yeah, good start. And what I liked about it is our defense, where really challenging the shots of Darius Johnson. He's 0 for 3 and just missed an airballed one. But you mentioned the ball movement. The ball movement on our offensive end has been really good. 3 made field goals for Nebraska. 3 assists for Nebraska. So the passing has been there. I like what I'm seeing so far in this game. Nebraska up 8-5 with just over 15 to play in the first half.
What was it, 12 threes yesterday?
12 threes.
3 already in this game. Jacobson brings the ball up the floor. The Huskers had by a 3-point bucket, 8-5. 2 threes in the game, 1 by Williams, 1 by Gary. Here's Williams with the ball on the left midcourt. Bounce pass deeper and on the wing to Jacobson. High post is Morgan. Back to Jacobson. Dancing around with it. Drives it in. Draws a double out to Gary. The ball knocked free. Got it back. Fade away in the paint. Got it. And it's a 10-5 lead. He scored it over the big man, Mustafa Chom.
That's a tough shot, too. A little fadeaway right in the middle of the paint. And Gary able to shoot it over the outstretched arm of Chom.
UCF with the basketball, Nebraska 10-5 in the opening 5 minutes. The drive on the left side of the floor and the made field goal hanging in the air was Ivy Curry. Jordan Ivy Curry, who had 18-7 against Villanova in 30 minutes yesterday.
That's a tough shot. It was good defense by Nebraska. He went right through Juwan Gary and banked it home.
Williams on the right side of the floor. Throws it out to a cutting Hoiberg. Top of the circle to Morgan. Left side now to Gary. Has a screen by Morgan. Dancing around at the foul line. Kicks it out left side. Jacobson drives the ball. Floater on the way. Got the roll. Nope. Offensive rebound, though, by Morgan. Not slapped out of his hands, and it belongs to UCF.
How is there not a foul there? There was three UCF defenders just swiping at Andrew Morgan after he got the offensive rebound. So it's either off of them or a foul, but instead, it's UCF ball.
There's my boy Jake all over the officials. I wonder where you've been.
I've been waiting here in Vegas for 10 days to get mad at the officials.
Where have you been? Here's John Johnson driving left lane line on Hoiberg. No shot for him. Whip pass, right corner, three on the way. No good. Rebound off the misses Nebraska's. Good box out by Morgan, and Hoiberg got to it, and Williams brings the ball across the timeline. Williams dancing around to the right side on the elbow, throws it out to Morgan. Morgan won't shoot that three. Gives it to Williams, coming to it. He shoots it off the screen. It's no good, and the rebound by Chom. Or actually, the rebound taken down by Hendricks. And here comes UCF with the basketball. Johnson barreling toward the rim, scores it, took it right at Jacobson.
So was Ivy Curry, and it looked like a travel. But Ivy Curry scores back-to-back baskets for UCF. Nebraska up 10-9.
It was a five-point lead, now a one-point lead, 10-9. Morgan, left side, Jacobson posing with it, coming from the weak side off a screen, Williams, and a moving screen called on Morgan.
DJ.
Boy, there's a really late whistle there, DJ.
It really is. That's the first foul against Nebraska, and we're 7 minutes in. But, I mean, if you watch have watched all of these games here in Las Vegas, that action happens every single time when you're setting a screen. I mean, he took a step, but
well, they've liberalized that call this year.
Absolutely. It's like the holding call in football. It could be called every time if you really want to.
All right, so UCF with the ball after the turnover by Nebraska. 4-0 run, 1 point lead, 10-9 Nebraska. Long three on the way and rimmed out. Not good. Rebound by Asijan, who came in at the dead ball. That missed by Ivy Curry. Here is Asijan with a long three, 27-footer, no good. Long rebound run down and a slap in bounce by the save and the layup by Asijan. Great play by Hoiberg to save the day. Save the ball and save the day.
How did he get there? He was in the middle of the paint. The ball ricochets to the right corner. He flies after it, saves it, and a layup for Asijan.
Huskers up 3, 12-9 by Asijan's two-point field goal. And here's Chom. Short arms, a little 12-footer rebound off the miss. Belongs to Mia, who played so well off the bench in limited minutes yesterday. Braxton Mia. So he can measure up against Chom inside, 7-1 against 7-2. And here's Hoiberg with a take and the flip on the right side. Williams got a good look, puts it up. Got it! Splash! Nothing but netola for Bryce Williams. And Williams has 6 points on two threes.
A nice start for the Big Red in this one, ahead by six at the under 12 timeout. We'll continue our replay of the Crown Championship game between Nebraska and UCF when we come back right after this.
Nebraska Lottery.
Hey, I heard Trucks and Bucks is back.
Yes, sir. And this year you could win one of 8 new gray trucks. People from around the state just love this game.
They do?
You bet. Just this morning, I got calls from excited players in Burwell, Sutton, Fall City, and Ralston.
Well, you can add Wilbur to the list.
You're from Wilbur?
No, that's my name.
Oh.
Hey, if you get a call from Alma, that's my aunt.
That's her name?
No, that's where she lives.
Trucks and Bucks top prize odds are 1 in 336,000.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.